The following conversations are intended to serve as an audio accompaniment to Volume 4 of my 5-part series, We Are Living the Transition That Ends the Class System and Ushers in Our Future, Freedom. This volume I've called To Rebuild Our Freedom. In it, I argue, along with Nikola Tesla, that knowledge is not our problem, that our problem is, in a word, numbers. He argued that until the problem of distance was obliterated, we could not successfully confront the until now proven strategy of divide and conquer. But now that we have solved the problem of distance, we can move on as a species if we systematically, each one of you who hears this, shares the good news. The conversation called Avoiding the Propaganda Pitfalls opens by summarizing the main points so far discussed. That in addition to atomization, power has been successful in its aim to rule us by herding our thoughts. This they accomplished by controlling language, giving us the words and concepts with which to think, and by controlling their definitions. Plato demonstrated, and Pareto put succinctly, this key strategy. Take advantage of sentiments. Don't waste one's energies in futile efforts to destroy them. Sentiments refer to our earth-given predispositions. These three are key. Our longing to be free, our need to be powerful, and our need to think deeply. Power focuses on these three. All nation-states promote these key concepts to capture and redirect down harmless paths these deep human longings. And with the exception of the word directly devoted to maintaining the power of the state, they are the same. In the United States, democracy is the concept used to herd our longing for freedom. The next ones are applied uniformly across states. Time is used to direct our need to be powerful. Science and philosophy are used to capture our need to think deeply. And it doesn't matter to power whether you call that science astrophysics or Marxism. It's critical to see these cons so we can redirect our human gifts away from power and towards freeing ourselves and our brothers and sisters and the earth. This means renouncing thought for thought's sake, and instead taking up and using and defending thought for our brothers and sisters. You see, the point to secure freedom is numbers. I concluded Volume 3 beginning again by saying that power is rushing to achieve its critical mass of confused young people before we reach ours of conscious young people. It is young people that are primarily driving forward the global awakening that we're experiencing, largely because, due to the consumption of the planet, the class system cannot limit and control them with jobs. In the online essay Authentic Economics 5, Bleed the Beast, which is in Occupying Our Commons on the nastoendwork.org website, I write the following. Follow the money. Money aggregated sufficiently can control anything, which is why the money lever was made. But look at the moment we're in, this moment of global evolution. Consider how expensive that is to contain. Consider that, and I think you'll see power's sense of urgency to shut this awakening down. And how desperately it's pondering right now. How to neutralize a global youth-driven uprising? Suck them into cannons? Divide and conquer? Create conditions of drought? Our endurance is absolutely critical, but we must hurry. The longer this goes on, the longer the suffering is prolonged. Power has very dangerous and destructive means at its disposal. But we have our power of thought and of concerted human action, and the determination of the earth to heal itself. These forces, now that we can think simultaneously, globally, are sufficient to the task of ending class. And as you spread the word about this space, and as we develop the means to do so, we will build the nascence as a think tank for designing the future, a welcoming place for all free agents to come to rebuild our future freedom.